Accounting Issues. This is Brock.
And this is John.
So perhaps a junior lawyer would not realize they would need to know some accounting. You didn't go to law school for accounting, perhaps, but it's true. But who typically handles the accounting issues on deals?
Well, the accountants are obviously intimately involved in them, both the internal accountants and the external accountants, and they take the lead on the accounting and financial reporting issues. But the bankers are very much involved, corporate development people, if it's a corporate buyer, it's everybody's problem, including the lawyers. Lawyers are likely going to participate in financial due diligence, need to understand, as you suggest, the accounting and financial reporting issues in order to effectively address due diligence and to prepare the agreement to address the financial reps that are in a contract, and also to the extent you've got SEC requirements that may come into play, such as the need for acquired company financial statements or the need to get a waiver from a requirement to include full-blown financials, as might be the case if you're doing a carve-out transaction. There's going to be lawyer involvement in addressing those requirements as well. It's important to keep in mind that it's a really short trip from accounting to valuation. So these are critical details of the due diligence process and the deal process. They need to be addressed not only in structuring the transaction and in doing due diligence, but in drafting the language of the agreement itself. They pervade every aspect of the deal.
And so how much do young lawyer need to know about accounting to be able to participate in a deal?
You know, you should know your way around financial statements, and I think it helps also to have a bit of a grounding in financial analysis techniques, because a lot of those, will use accounting numbers as proxy for cash, which is really the critical thing in valuation. Cash flows and future cash flows the business might generate. But if you're not super proficient, don't worry. You will be if you hang around long enough. You don't need an MBA. You're not doing the financial analysis. You're issue spotting, and you're drafting, and you're negotiating to address the issues that exist. But it is definitely something that you should pick up on. And I think if you look in any CLE catalog, there's all sorts of accounting for lawyers opportunities. And if you're not real familiar with them, you should take advantage of them. And many times that's one of the things that the firms will try and educate their folks with in-house is through some accounting presentations. So not to fear. I think there are lots of opportunities to get it if you don't get it, but you will need it.
And what are the most common accounting issues that will arise in a deal?
Well, again, I think it just is a very short trip, as I said, from accounting to valuation. And I think in most deals, the buyer's biggest concern is going to be kind of this whole concept of quality of earnings. M&A valuation isn't tied to GAAP accounting. Instead, it tends to focus more on the cash flows that a business can generate. Modern finance theory says you don't determine the value of an investment by looking at reported earnings or other information that's in the financials. You look at cash. You look at the value of the investment is going to equal the present values of the future cash flows that it's going to produce that are discounted at a rate that appropriately reflects the risk of that investment. But the financial statements are your first stop to getting the insight into the future cash generation potential. And if you're a public company, that's what's going to be out there, and that's what people are going to be judging you on in many respects. So they're very important, and it's these big picture kind of quality of earnings issues that you need to focus on. And what I mean by that is sometimes companies pre themselves up for sale by engaging in financial engineering or doing other things that aren't sustainable. Those are the kind of big picture accounting issues, in addition to things like outright fraud, obviously, that companies or people look at closely in due diligence. Are revenues being recognized properly in accordance with GAAP and with stated policies? Do the expenses that you reflected on the income statement, are those all of those that are going to be required in connection with the company's operations over the long haul? Is the relationship between earnings and cash flow strong? Where are their differences, and why are those differences there? Another thing that people tend to look at are contingencies, quality of assets. That's another kind of related accounting issue that goes to the ability of a business to generate future cash flows. It looks at accounts receivable, inventory, fixed assets, CapEx, payables, all sorts of categories of expenses and assets, and assessing contingencies is also a very big issue, and one that lawyers might well get involved in. GAAP rules limit the ability of companies to accrue for contingencies on their financial statements if they aren't reasonably estimable. So you may have a situation where the value of liabilities that don't show up on the balance sheet can be very significant, and getting your arms around what the potential exposure there can be very difficult.
Can you explain what a contingency is?
Well, a contingency is a potential litigation might be a contingency. A governmental investigation might be a contingency. Anything that might happen but hasn't happened but could happen. And again, because it's difficult to assess contingencies, because the tools that you would typically use are really not going to be all that illuminating. You look in the financial statements, you may see some disclosure of a contingency, but unless it's reasonably estimable, you're not going to have an accrual there for that number. And that accrual may or may not reflect the extent of exposure to liability if there is one there. The other thing that makes it tough getting your arms around contingency is if you're dealing with a litigation contingency, you look at lawyers' audit letters. Now, anybody who's done due diligence knows that those are about the most sphinx-like things that you've ever seen. There's really not an awful lot of maybe description of the claim, et cetera, but when it comes down to exposure, you're going to have the magic words about not being probable or remote, where we can't estimate potential loss contingencies, et cetera. So there's an awful lot of digging that can need to be done on to get your arms around potential contingencies and the potential exposure that might be there.
Cool stuff. Great. Thanks very much, John.
Sure.